festivals, celebrations, baby animals, and more all up and down the Front Range. The 20th annual Spring Contest Powwow and Indian Market happens in Fort Collins all weekend long at Moby Arena. Native American dancing, artist demonstrations, and storytelling, so much more. The powwow begins at 7 tonight and runs 10 to 10 tomorrow, then opens at 10 on Sunday. Baby Animal Days continues at Plum Farm in Greeley through tomorrow. Furry friends will be visiting the farm, such as llamas, kittens, goats, horses, pigs, sheep, ponies, rabbits, and others. That's 9 a.m. to noon.
I could walk with the animals. Talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals, and they could talk to me.
The Oratorio Society of Estes Park presents a concert of Beethoven and Mozart tonight at 7 o'clock and tomorrow at 2 p.m. at Mountain View Bible Fellowship in Estes Park. Admission is free. Tonight, Old Town Lafayette along South Public Road celebrates Art Night In from 6 to 9 p.m. when galleries, boutiques, and shops share treats and beauty along with interactive demonstrations and so much more, including the first annual Noble Treasures Quilt Show, featuring collections of beautiful new, antique, and vintage quilts. The show opens tonight and runs till the end of the month. Fort Collins Open Stage Theater's The Ladies' Man runs through April 28th, and Bob Lew's The Rabbit Hole continues through May 6th. And through Sunday, you can see frequent flyers presentation of The Midnight Circus at Boulder's Dairy Center for the Arts in 7:45 performances and a Sunday matinee at 3:45. And Sunday, 250 fingers scatter across 25 fingerboards as the Denver Mandolin Orchestra offers an evening of musical selections, old and new, at 7 o'clock at Denver's Wine Coop Brewery. Oh, I just love the DMO. Tomorrow night, Gretchen Peters and Malcolm Holcomb have an 8 o'clock show at Denver's Swallow Hill. And coming up next Friday night, internationally renowned guitar virtuoso Trace Bundy is celebrating his new CD, Elephant King, in a concert at Everyday Joe's Coffee House in Fort Collins. Hear the wonderful Voice of the Wood cello quartet in performance next Friday night at Unitarian Universalist Church in Boulder. And next Friday night, great cowboy singer-songwriter Brent Hill celebrates our rich Western and ranching heritage in a show at the Livermore Community Hall on Red Feather Lakes Road. And next Friday night, Todd Snyder, along with the Haunted Wind Chimes, present a concert at Denver's L2 Arts and Culture Center. Next Saturday, Grubsteak brings their delight to Denver's Swallow Hill at 8 o'clock. And next Sunday, experience an elegant day with Opera Fort Collins as they present Afternoon Tea with a Diva. A full British afternoon tea is to be served along with the performance of Lee Hoybe's whimsical mini-opera, Bon Appetit, a transcription of Julia Child's The French Chef, set to music. Not only will this be a delightfully entertaining afternoon, but it's also a fundraiser for Opera Fort Collins. And on the horizon, enjoy the annual Chocolate Festival coming Mother's Day weekend at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Oh, enjoy all this fun. For KUNC, I'm Wendy Wham.